Don't miss a minute. Listen at your leisure, always online and on demand at RadioMD.com. You, the Owner's Manual Radio Show.
And this is Dr. Mike Roizen, you, the Owner's Manual Radio Show on Radio MD. We tell you how you can control your genes to live the better life, the good life, the passionate life, how you can get your do-over. Coming at the bottom of the hour, Dr. W.G. Austin, M.D., Jr., actually. He's chair of plastic surgery at Mass General Hospital. Wonderful human being who's done work with the people at University Hospital in Cleveland and the Cleveland Clinic to learn how to manage migraines, maybe Botox and a nip and a tuck on your forehead may be the way, and he's got a less expensive way of getting it done, and even an insurance-covered way of getting it done, which seems to be effective in maybe as many as 90-plus percent of migraine sufferers. So if you have anyone, if you suffer from migraine, have anyone you know suffer from migraine, this is one interview you'll want to listen to. When we were rudely interrupted by the commercials, we were talking about the U.S. Preventive Services Task Force unwillingness to say and recommend vitamin D screening for everyone, but it did recommend it with a B rating, meaning B is probably help health a little, for vitamin D screening over the age of 65 and in pregnant women. Why? Because we know it's important for child's development. We know it's important for preventing falls. We don't know in the rest of people yet. At the same time, there was something called the Mendelian randomization of vitamin D. Very interesting study, unrelated. They didn't consider it on the task force because it wasn't out in time, but came out the same day in Lancet, which showed that in fact, if you have a low vitamin D level, that increases your risk of dying from all causes, and it was mainly infections and cancer, didn't affect cardiovascular mortality, by about 40%. 40% is huge. That means over a 20-year period, actually it was a 33-year period they studied, over this 33-year period, you were 40% more likely to die if you didn't have enough vitamin D in your blood. This is a very sophisticated randomization table, how they looked at the data. They look at it genetically, so they take the people with genetic abnormalities that change the vitamin D level, 33,000 of them, and rate them on based on how their genetics affect the vitamin D, up, down, sideways, etc., and look at their mortality rates if they were in the low group, the group that had genetic changes that kept their vitamin D level low and had a low serum level. In fact, they had a 40% more likelihood of dying than if they had a normal or high level. So that means for the rest of us, we should get our level measured no matter what the U.S. Preventive Services Task Force does. And the reason to get it measured is most vitamin D supplements are irregular. Now, what you can do is take two or three different supplements, take 2,000 a week, if 2,000 a day, every day of the week, but from different companies, you're likely to be fine. And this is one where the company doesn't seem to matter. That is, 90% of all vitamin D supplements seem to be good, but 10% seem to have virtually none in it, and it's independent of company. At least that's what the Consumers Union and the Johns Hopkins study showed. So get your vitamin D, get 2,000 international units. I would get it measured and see what your level is. It seems that levels are a little higher if you take it with food, but they're, again, irregular in that area. So get your vitamin D level measured, and especially if you're over the age of 65 or under or in the pregnancy-bearing age. Now, for women, I think everyone in the pregnancy-bearing age, that is from 12 to 50, should have a multivitamin once a day. When we looked at these kids' school lunches, and I'm going out of order from, for those of you who do get the newsletter, you can say subscribe. Send a message to UDOCS, Y-O-U-D-O-C-S, at gmail.com, UDOCS, Y-O-U-D-O-C-S, at gmail.com. With just subscribe, you'll get the newsletter. And If you want to subscribe to the News of the Week, just say subscribe and to the newsletter and subscribe to the News of the Week, and you'll get both. But we're going out of order a little bit in the News of the Week. So if you did that, and that's because the data show and the data were really impressive, that they show that getting the vitamin D level is protective and is helpful for you to stay alive and free of disease. The other thing that is important in this News of the Week relating to this is, and why everyone should get the multivitamin, is if you look at what kids get at school, these are the school lunch programs that are available for kids from kindergarten through 12th grade. They average providing one fruit or one vegetable per meal. And when a Johns Hopkins study looked at what the kids actually ate, they ate only partial of that fruit or vitamin. Now, that was better, though, than what they brought from home. What they brought from home was looked at a Baylor study, and a large number of kids were looked at in Texas who brought their bag lunches. They were mainly desserts, sugar-laden, salt, twice as much salt as recommended in the daily amount at one meal, and they had virtually no fruit and no vegetables in that. You can get fruit and vegetables in a sandwich. You can put tomatoes on it. You can put a salad in it. You can put a fork in there. Yeah, you can do all kinds of things. You can cut up the apple and put some lemon sprig on it so it stays looking good. But we aren't getting them. The kids up to age 18 are not getting the right amount of nutrition. So 5.1 billion meals served for lunches, 2.2 billion for breakfast. And whether you're poor or adequate income, doesn't matter. You're not getting it from the U.S. government, and you're not getting it from home. Scary data. So the answer, we probably have to take half of a multivitamin morning and evening. So a full multivitamin a day, half. You can get it in gummy bears, you can get it in pills, you can get it in liquid, whatever you get it in. 98% of all the vitamins and minerals are made by three companies. I'm a scientific advisor to one of them, DSM, but it doesn't matter. Roche, DSM, and BASF make them. They're all the same. So whether you buy an expensive one or an inexpensive one, they're all roughly the same. The Life Extension has really good ones that are really quality checked, and the DSM ones are as well. But whatever you get, what do I take personally? I get a Walgreens, Walmart's, or Costco Men's Over 50, and that's what most of us want. Unless you're in the menstruating period, you want one with iron in it. Every other period, you want one without iron in it. So without iron is the Men's Over 50. With iron is the prenatal. From 12 to 50, every woman should be on them because it decreases autism risk by 40%, decreases childhood cancers by 65%, decreases childhood malformations by 80%, and 50% of pregnancies are unplanned in North America. So the ideal is get this 3 months before you get pregnant, and you prevent 65% of childhood cancers, 40% of autism, 80% of major malformations. So that's what to do. And that's why this study, don't get tested by vitamin D level. Well, sure, don't bother getting tested because it's going to be short. Just take the darn multivitamin. Take the extra vitamin D3, 2,000 international units for those over the age of 13, proportionately less under the age of 13 to body size. And that's my feeling about it. When we come back, we have a great guest, someone who's going to talk about migraine, headache, William G. Austin, Gerald Austin, known as Jay Austin, who's chief of plastic and reconstructive surgery, chief of the division of burn surgery at Mass General Hospital in Boston. Wonderful human being who's now got an answer for migraines that seems to be applicable to a lot of people. We'll be right back on You, the Owner's Manual Radio Show on Radio MD. Stay well.